This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, janitors, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on those big old oil rigs out there and the bridge tenders keeping the waterways moving, thanks for all that you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check us out on our all-new website, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. All right, and joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning.
Good morning.
I just saw something scroll across the TV screen, which I think is hilarious. The viewership for the first night of the Democratic National Convention was 6.7 million viewers, the worst ever.
Well, I'm not really terribly surprised.
Nope.
The bigger question is how many were watching online, since that seems to be where everybody's going. A lot of people are having to give up cable and whatnot. Anyway.
Cable's gotten very expensive.
I think the viewership on the first night after about, probably 10 or 15 minutes and seeing the format and how it was done and whatnot, people just kind of bailed out on it because it was...
Sure.
It was, one, it was so negative, and two, it was so disjointed. I don't think they were necessarily impressed with some of the speakers.
Totally agree. Now, Treasury Secretary Mnuchin has urged the Democrats to resume the stalling stimulus talks, and Nancy Pelosi came back and said, well, I would consider a smaller stimulus. I don't know what she means by smaller. We were at 3.2 or 3.4 trillion. They got down to 2 point something, so I don't know where they're going from there, but who knows, I guess, right?
Well, I think she's carrying the same thing. If we go up a trillion, she'll come down a trillion. So I don't think she's really moved off of that, but Mnuchin is certainly saying, hey, Nancy.
Well,
there's
a good reason for that. The telephone lines, I've been told, in Congress are ringing off the freaking hook with the people calling.
There's nobody there.
Yeah, well, there's people there. There's people there. The office people are there. You bet they are, and they're getting messages and the voicemails are being left. Yep.
Well, the voicemail boxes are full.
Yep,
okay?
They
That's
are.
The first thing. So nobody's getting any. The second thing is if a staffer answers, they just check, put a check mark on a piece of paper and move on.
Yep.
There's no discussion going on with anybody in any staff office.
Only at the local level, and there's been people who have actually gone to visit some of the congressmen here, including our illustrious one down there in St. Petersburg. But anyway, absentee voting right now seems to be more effective at boosting the voting rates. We're seeing the regular absentee voting numbers are up rather than the universal mail-in ballots, because people are still a little bit afraid of that. As well they should be.
I don't know where you're getting that statement, but okay. Look, you know, the Democrats, they understand the difference, and they understand the criticisms of, you know, the massive ballot mailings. They understand, but they're ignoring it, and they're concentrating on the fact that Trump doesn't want any mail-in ballots, which is just false. It's just patently false. In fact, he just filed his home absentee ballot this week. Okay, but I mean, it's a hoax. It's another coup in the making of. And I say this seriously. Going if Trump wins in November, what are the Democrats going to say? They're going to say that he manipulated the mail-in ballots, right?
Unless there's Stacey Abrams, and she's going to say that he did something different because she's still on her kick.
Well, it's the same thing. You know, they're going to say that he affected the election because of the mail-in ballots. So they're lining this up. It's not about the post office. It's not about the ballot. They're lining up the chaos. In case he wins in November. Understand that. So they're going to contest the re-election of Donald Trump in November.
Of course.
They already have the architecture of their operation. And their operation is going to be as big and as nasty as it was in the opposition of Brett Kavanaugh.
600 attorneys out across the country. Yep.
Mm-hmm. So you just... And you know what's remarkable about that? That doesn't even have to happen because the FBI already sends out all the lawyers and the agents.
Mm-hmm. And I know one that's about to be dispatched in Florida out of this area to the position where she's going to be going. Now, the other thing is that story was the third most popular story on One America News Now. That's where it came from. It's still there. I just went over and looked at the website, so that's where that came from, so it's there. But anyway, when we come back, and I hear the music coming up in my ear slowly, when we come back, we're going to talk about over in New York. There's a couple of stories coming out of New York. They're blaming the president for some things that are over there that, by the way, all de Blasio's got to do is look in a stupid mirror. And Cuomo needs to go back and get on the boat he came in on. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood you should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. Thank you very much, Mr. Mike Gallagher. He is broadcasting from the about the convention there. He's doing his show up there. I guess it's in D.C. this week. Not sure. But anyway, up there someplace. Well, let me tell you, this portion of the program brought to you by Balance of Nature, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Now, if you need a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, and who does? If you're not getting the daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, and again, who does? Then I got a great deal for you. Now, I am taking a product called Balance of Nature. And quite honestly, it works for me. I went to the doctor yesterday for my, bi-weekly thing because of what's going on with my leg. My blood pressure was the lowest it's been yet. So the doctor's going, my God, that stuff is working. I'm going, yeah, apparently it is. And, my latest total is I've lost 30 pounds, period. And it's because I'm not eating snacks at night like I used to. And the Balance of Nature, when you fill up with the fruits and the vegetables, it gives you the nutrients you need. You're not going to be hungry. At least that's what's happening to me. So for a limited time, you can go to balanceofnature.com. Balanceofnature.com. Take a look at all the wellness products they got there, including the fruits and veggie capsules. And you can save 35% on your purchase by using the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Or if you want, you can give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach that will answer any questions that you have. Now, start feeling better. Go to balanceofnature.com. Give them a call, 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. That's balanceofnature.com, balanceofnature.com. And give the fruits and veggie capsules a try. They work for me. Who knows? They might work for you. All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Hello again.
Hello, hello.
Now, New York. The governor and the mayor and some of the city councilmen are blaming President Trump for the spike in the weekend violence. What a stupid bunch of morons. I mean, they can't take care of their own mess, and they created their own problem, by the way, by disbanding that undercover police unit, which one of their jobs was to get the guns off the streets.
And you want me
to... Say what you want.
You really want me to comment on this? I mean, it you know, some things just don't even deserve the energy. I mean, the mendacious stuff that these people say, the lies and the distortions and things that are just concocted, you know, the absurdity is so absurd.
Yep.
That it doesn't even, you know, where do you go with it?
Yeah. And then you got de Blasio. They found out yesterday somebody came out. There was a lawyer that checked out the laws and all that, that he broke a city law when they just skipped the permit process.
Of course he did.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Of course
so,
he did. Do you think Portland is issuing permits for these people to be taking over these streets in downtown Portland or Seattle or Minneapolis or Chicago or, you know, wherever?
They didn't even have a permit to assemble. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Precisely.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like, duh, there's no permit for any of this nonsense.
Yep. Yep. Now, here's another good one when you're talking about people misrepresenting things and all that. Michelle Obama blasted Donald Trump for housing migrant children in cages. But she forgot to mention one really big important thing. It was her husband that built the cages to begin with.
She didn't forget.
I know.
She didn't forget.
I know, but good God Almighty, they really
think... Even in that particular situation, even the Associated Press called her out on that one the next day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and of course she had something else. Victor David Hansen came out and said that when she told the Dems to go high, she did that after her husband tried to destroy a political campaign with his political team, namely spying on Trump.
You understand what he was saying there?
But who was saying that? Oh no, I don't. I'm just reading the story.
What he was, and Eric Holder said the same thing. You know, when they go high, I mean, when they go low, we go high, okay? Well, the truth of the matter is, if you look at what the Democrats have done, certainly beginning with Obamagate, Russiagate, Ukrainegate, Kavanaugh, and now the post office, I mean, we can go on and on and on. Those are all below the belt, in the gutter political tactics. That's hardly going high, is it? That's the argument that Victor David Hansen is saying.
No, and I would go, if they go low, I'd go lower. That's just me.
Okay.
By the way, did you see the pictures that surfaced yesterday again of Bill Clinton just before he came on to speak last night with the young girls getting a massage at the island?
Yeah, I did.
I was never there and never saw no women. I went there for the beach.
Well, that particular picture was taken in an airport that wasn't at the island. That particular picture was taken at an airport in Portugal or Spain. That had nothing. That wasn't at the island.
But he was with the girls, the Epstein girls.
Well, that happened to be Virginia, what's-her-face, the one who's... Most of the documents have come out with her time in the Epstein operation. So that's where that came from. That's who that is.
Now, you said something to me about AOC, and a headline just popped up here. It's called Hits and Misses. Doug Schoen, who is a Democratic strategist and worked with the Clintons, was a pollster for them, said that AOC never mentioned Biden and was all out of step with the tenor of the night.
Well... maybe. I can see where he's coming from. She, as far as the tenor of the night, what she had to say would generally have fit, should have actually fit in with the first night, not the second night. So he was kind of right in that regard. Everything that she said fit in with the first night's stuff. So, yeah.
Hmm.
You know, she's all about Bernie Sanders.
Now, we had another Black Lives Matter leader yesterday come out defending his looters, saying that the U.S. government steals intelligence in different countries. So what's the difference?
I saw it. I watched the interview. He never would answer the question.
No. Good God. I mean, again, these people. And then the woman somewhere the day before.
Well, this was on the heels of Rudy Giuliani calling on Trump to classify Black Lives Matter as a domestic terror organization. Mm-hmm. I don't think he needs to do that. I think he needs to put them into the gang category. And then, mm-hmm. because the laws are on the books at many state levels, in fact, if not all state levels, for gang activity. And I think that would be easier.
Now, let me ask you a question about Los Angeles. The Los Angeles Police Department, LAPD, lost a lot of their revenue, right? They were defunded, in other words, right?
Well, they weren't defunded. They just had funding taken away.
$150 million or thereabouts. And then the L.A. County Sheriff had money taken away, too, right?
Correct.
Well, yesterday, the L.A. County Sheriff came out and announced that there is a permanent ban on ICE transfers. There's not going to be any federal people picking up any illegals in his county.
Okay.
So what do we do now? Now again, I mentioned before the top of the hour that Texas Governor Greg Abbott in the state of Texas wants to freeze the property taxes in the cities who defund the police. Here's another example where they might be able to do that, although we're talking California and it's a solid
state. Yeah, you're talking California. I mean, why mm-hmm. would you even have a same thought about what goes on in California?
Because our friend Tom Del McCarl is there. When's he leave him?
He's not. He lives up north. He's not in Los Angeles.
He's up there with Nancy.
Right. Kind of, sort of.
Oh, God. Well, I don't know, but who knows what's going on with all that stuff. All right. And, you know, we saw the college football players say that they wanted, as a matter of fact, I think it was the Ohio State quarterback, had a petition or maybe starting a lawsuit or something. They want to play football. They want to play football, the Big Ten, and they're
Ohio State wants to be admitted into another conference.
Yep.
So
yep.
they can play.
Yep, exactly.
Let them happen.
Sure.
Let it happen.
Sure. And he says the team wants to play. They're all on board with that. And
they want to be in the SEC conference.
Well, I don't blame them. And that's and I think it was Nick Saban said, yeah, bring them on. He made a comment like that. Yeah, bring them on. Bring them in here. We want them. So there you go. All right. Well, doggone it. Here comes the music. But we got to go do the Military and Veterans Report, and I will talk to you tonight. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere because we're coming right back, and we got more stuff for you coming from the military. And, you know, it's all about we the people here in this program. We the people. We're the bosses of applesauce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democrats are continuing to move forward with plans to prevent the Postmaster General from continuing sweeping reforms. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy says he's suspending some of the changes that he's made to the Postal Service since taking office. He said they were to avoid even the appearance of any impact on election mail. Maryland Democratic Congressman Chris Van Hollen said the changes could disrupt the elections, leaving mail-in ballots uncounted. But the problem, he says, is even more widespread than that.
We've been hearing from seniors who can't get their medicines, from veterans and seniors and retirees who are desperately waiting for their retirement checks, from small businesses whose operations are being disrupted. And when we called our post offices to find out what happened, everybody said, well, these orders have come from above.
This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, where you can become a certified aviation tech. And I'll tell you what, that's a tremendous job. Tremendous job. To find out more, go to the website, NAA.edu. But in the meantime, here they are.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, don't forget that you can go to the website naa.edu, that's naa.edu, to find out more about the National Aviation Academy. But the more important thing to do is to schedule a tour and take a visit to one of the two campuses that they have. They have one in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston. They have the other one down here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida, on the other side of Tampa Bay. I'm in Tampa, they're in Clearwater. So check them out. Give them a call, 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour of their facility. I'm telling you, you are going to love it, because you want a job, you want a guaranteed future, you want benefits, you want the opportunity to travel if that's what you want to do, you want to be able to make a lot of money. That's the way to do it. That's the way to do it. So make sure you check them out at NAA.edu or give them a call at 800-659-2080. Now, one of the Army's newest direct commissioned officers was a Sergeant First Class with a computer engineering degree who became a major on July 30th. Now, that's just to show that the service is looking for recruited, talented civilians to keep critical enlisted personnel from leaving the private sector. And these direct commissions now are becoming part of the game for senior NCOs that have college degrees that maybe have decided to do something a little different and not necessarily pursue being an officer to begin with. Now, Secretary of the Army Ryan McCarthy and Army Chief of Staff General James McConville have requested that an independent review of Fort Hood, Texas, led by five civilian experts, provide an interim program report by mid-September and a final report by October 30th, according to the Army. And this is in lieu of things that have gone on in the base. By the way, the transfer of the base commander to another assignment has been delayed because of all this. And the Army is on the hunt for a swarm of drones that can conduct surveillance and reconnaissance, pose as decoys, wage electronic warfare, and even deliver lethal payloads in an airborne assist to the service's brand new generation helicopters, according to the Task and Purpose magazine. Now, the Navy, the U.S. Navy is on the brink of what could be a major shift in how it operates, but first the service's top officer wants a plan to both field technologies that have been lagging for years and develop a path forward to add a new unmanned tech to the mainstream fleet. And in developing robot warships, which is what we're talking about, as the U.S. Navy pushes forward with developing its large unmanned surface vessel, envisioned as kind of an external missile magazine that will tag along with larger manned surface combatants, a growing consensus is forming that the service needs to get its requirements and systems right before making the big investment into the robot warship. Now, a scaled-down Rim of the Pacific exercise began today off Hawaii, with a third of the expected countries and a fifth of the expected personnel participating due to the COVID-19-related restrictions. We'll see how that goes. By the way, here in Tampa, MacDill Air Force Base, last Friday, we had our bomb disposal team from MacDill get a call out to deal with a French air-to-air missile. And they removed the French air-to-air missile from an airport. Wow. Makes you wonder what that was doing here, right? But anyway, all is well. Now, also, the Air Force is going to consolidate missions into the 15th Air Force. That's the new wing that they put up, the new unit. Air Force Command this week said that they'll combine missions of the 9th and 12th Air Force into a new 15th Air Force. Outgoing ACC head General Mike Holmes said. By the way, the Air Force's secret X-37B space plane just boosted its public profile, taking home the prestigious Robert J. Collier Trophy for advancing the boundaries of flight and space exploration. And the U.S. Air Force Academy must set a better example for students to discourage sexual assault, harassment, and other forms of discrimination on campus, according to the school's outgoing superintendent, Lieutenant General Jay Silveria. No doubt about that. By the way, the Marines, hundreds of Navajo code talkers who helped the Allied forces covertly communicating during World War II, were honored in a ceremony on Friday. As well they should be. And in South Dakota, Soldiers from Bravo Battery took the morning to brush away years of dirt and moss on tombstones of men who fought in the Civil War and gained an appreciation of a broader task of honoring all those who served in the military. Now, the Space Force is in the news. Space Force units are already operating worldwide right now. The Space Force may be the U.S. military's youngest service branch, but it already has 10 units based outside the continental United States with facilities in Greenland, the United Kingdom, Ascension Island, Diego Garcia, Alaska, Hawaii, and Guam. By the way, there's no tag at recess. The DOD schools are ready for a coronavirus learning experience. From mandatory face masks to one-way traffic in crowded hallways, the coronavirus has ensured a vastly different back-to-school experience for thousands of children of U.S. military and government workers in Europe when classes begin next Monday. I'm sure that's going to be interesting. It's going to be very interesting. Kids going back to school, as well they should. Now, the VA's active number of cases of COVID-19 at the Department of Veterans Affairs has dropped by 38% in the past month, but the case count continues to be nearly three times that of late May, before much of the country began easing the stay-at-home orders. And the VA is using artificial intelligence now, robots, to shorten its mail processing time on claims intake. The robots are taking over the mail processing for the VA claim. So if they lose your mail, blame it on the robot. And a research project funded by the U.S. Army has developed a new approach to manufacturing quantum computer chips, representing a significant step forward, making quantum processors at the scale needed to deliver rapid processing capabilities on the battlefield, something that's always very important. By the way, don't forget the Space Force, who we just talked about, hopes that its prototype low Earth orbit weather satellites will entice commercial businesses and allied nations to partner up with the project, reducing the cost of delivering critical weather data to the warfighter. And that's another great idea whose time has come. Now, General Atomics Aeronautical Systems Incorporated has been awarded the $188.9 million project related to the production and delivery of the MQ-9B Sky Guardian unmanned aircraft system to Belgium. They'll be getting that soon, as things continue to move across. All right, we're coming back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy's going to take us to break, and I'll see you on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your four-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, I am taking Balance of Nature, the fruits and veggies, and I'm telling you, it's really working for me. Yesterday, I went to the doctor for my biweekly checkup and keep an eye on my ankle and all that sort of stuff that I've been having problems with. And my blood pressure was the lowest it's been in over a year. I mean, it's just working. That's all I can tell you. And if you need a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not getting enough of the eating the right kind of foods, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, then I got a great deal for you. These are really good tasting capsules. They're fruits and veggie capsules. And for a limited time, you can save 35% at Balance of Nature on your order. Just go to their website, balanceofnature.com. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. And by the way, they got a whole wellness line there, too. And you can also give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. So to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call, 800-246-8751, and use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. That's balanceofnature.com, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, joining us right now, the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski. Hello, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
Hey, did you know that the de Blasio administration broke city law when they skipped the permitting process and just decided to paint BLM and the mural in front of the Trump Tower?
Yeah, that made the news here in New York that they completely skipped over that. And actually, I think they're getting sued right now because
they are.
Another group wanted to also put a Blue Lives
yep.
Matter mural up as well, and they wouldn't let them do that.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. They are. We'll see where that goes. Also, but while I got New York on my mind here, New York leaders Cuomo and de Blasio and the city council blame President Trump for the spike in the weekend violence crime. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, right. And anybody with a brain actually believes that. I mean, just over the past several hours here in New York, there's been another, I think, seven shootings and one deadly, another night of violence that's just kind of going unchecked. And it's making a comeback is the Guardian Angels are making a comeback. You remember them from way back when here in New York. But, I see Curtis Sliwa trying to run around here. He's, he's got to bring in some younger troops. He said he tried chasing some people down after a shooting on the Upper West Side and he lost them. And I'm like, Curtis, you might have to hang up the jacket and the beret and find some younger people.
Yeah, he should have a suit and a tie on and not be out there in the streets because he's liable to get hurt himself.
Yeah.
You know, General Motors has always been creative. I guess we can call them government motors. They still are, aren't they? Government Motors?
Well, no. The stock was sold off,
right.
And they paid back the taxpayers. Now the latest thing is this push to break off their electric car business.
Well, actually, they're betting on electric Cadillacs and microvans right now. They want to build an electric Cadillac.
Yeah, but what they're thinking about doing is actually spinning off the actual electric car business into a separate unit, almost like a separate company.
Mm-hmm.
And the other electric car companies are thinking about doing the same. Again, you have to tread carefully here. I mean, you take a look at Biden and his new Green Deal thing that he's working out with AOC and Bernie Sanders. I mean, they want to push for all electric cars here, there, and everywhere.
What do you suppose they're going to call AOC, the Secretary of Green?
I don't know. I don't know what she's going to end up doing at this point in time. But I think they're almost emboldened to some degree. They see all the money that's being printed by the Federal Reserve and all of the spending out of Washington, D.C., and they think, yeah, we can do whatever we like.
Yeah. By the way, stocks are up. There's more records on Wall Street. And over in Asia, the Asian stocks are at an all-time high as well. What's going on here?
I think people are there's some anticipation of opening up and more businesses coming back online and the economy recovering. But I also think it's also, again, what I just said. There's a lot of money printing going on out there, a lot of stimulus, and that money's going to find a home somewhere.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that because Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is urging the Dems that are coming back to vote on the postal bill, both the Senate and the House of Representatives, looks like. He's urged the Dems to resume the stalled stimulus talks, and Nancy Pelosi yesterday came out and said, well, you know, we're willing to consider a smaller stimulus, but what do we mean by smaller?
I hear it's down to $1.5 trillion. The reality is, unless you get any sort of liability protection for businesses,
well, that's it.
It's going nowhere. I mean, you want to know why a lot of these, the sports teams are not having players come in, colleges aren't opening up.
Yep.
There's a liability concern, and there needs to be some reprieve from that. Another $1.5 trillion. I don't know why. I don't see how this is necessary. Maybe some extended unemployment. That was the $300 that the feds wanted to put out there, 100 coming from the states. I think that might be okay. But other than that, just sending checks out again, silly.
Now, here's the other thing when you talk about all of that. I understand that people are sitting there expecting their $1,200 or whatever it is they're going to get because they kind of feel that they got it and they heard they were going to get it, and now they're confused that they're not. and now they're getting it again, according to some of the stories. And there's all kinds of wildfire stuff going on out there. But you can't assume you're going to get anything.
Well, listen, you're going to get $1,200. Why? Well, why should you get $1,200? If you're unemployed, we have unemployment insurance, and that's part of the social safety net, and we're going to go ahead and do that. But other than that, I mean, why? Well, why should you get $1,200? Someone want to explain that to me? I don't get it.
You're entitled to it? I don't know. What's the reason? What's the reason
There's that word entitled to. Why are you entitled to it?
I know.
I'm not entitled to it. I'm not going to get it. Many other people are going to get it. Why are you going to get
it? Well, if you're a member of Black Lives Matter, if you take it, we've had two of the Black Lives Matter leaders in two different parts of the country in the past 2 days come out and say something really, really offensive. First of all, the woman yesterday, Black Lives leader somewhere in the East Coast, she came out day before yesterday, sorry. She came out and she said, well, you know, we're just getting the reparations that are due us for all the things we've had happen over the years. That's what she said. And then yesterday, a male leader of Black Lives Matter defended the looters by saying, the U.S. government steals and pillages different countries. What's the difference of what we're doing?
Yeah, well, again, a lot of these people talk, you feel like you're losing brain cells just by listening to them. There's the sheer stupidity, the things that come out of people's mouths. People will justify their evil deeds and why they're taking other people's stuff or breaking in or destroying or wrecking or the reason why that they should be getting money from somebody else. Well, I look at these people as life losers. Their inability to go out in the real world and stake their own claim and make their own living. It's a shame.
Now, did you hear about the Iowa State professor who threatened to dismiss his students who oppose abortion and Black Lives Matter? And right away, he's been called on the carpet for sensitivity training as to what he can and can't do under the First Amendment?
I didn't hear about this. I mean, at sensitivity training, in a sane world, he would have been fired.
Correct.
I mean, who the hell are you? If somebody disagrees with your opinion, you're going to have them, thrown out of your class or have them thrown out of school? You're fired. Goodbye. I mean, you understand what being a, he obviously doesn't understand what being a professor, being a teacher, what that job entails, and they, just get rid of them. I mean, sensitivity training. No, there's a door.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And again, these are things that we have to understand. It's just, you can't go out and just say anything you want and stamp on other people's rights, because we all have rights, all of us.
Well, you can say whatever you want, but there should be some repercussions for
sure.
What you say if you hold a certain position. Of people, if they think, they say, you have the right to what you say, you don't have the right to be heard.
Yep. And if I call you an SOB and say you're the most dishonest person on the planet, you can turn around and sue me for slander. See?
Well, good luck getting that done, though. It's very difficult to do in this country.
I know. But you're an all-around good guy, and I'd send anybody to you that needs to get some help with finances. So there you go. Talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. And he and his brothers, they've been in business over 20 years, and they do a really good job. So watchdogonwallstreet.com is where to go to check on him. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.